Your week ahead horoscopes from Russell Grant are coming up. Don't forget, you can visit russellgrant.com to read your daily, weekly, love and monthly horoscopes. Plus, you can watch Russell's daily video horoscopes for free.
Hello Gemini, it's Russell here with your stars for week beginning Saturday, October the 21st, and the whole week ahead. Everything revolves around the sign of Scorpio now, which for you means health and medical matters, and work and business matters. So what you've got now is what matters most is health and business. Lovely aspects today, and even though it's a Saturday, that shouldn't stop you thinking about how to make the best of yourself in both areas. Here's your Sunday stars. Now this really is lush, because Mars moving into Libra brings out the very best in you, because it's your fifth house of love and your affairs of the heart. Over the next 6, 7, 8 weeks, talk about dead sexy, and it is. It's not just sexy for somebody else, but also a passion for something that you wish to do. And that something could be an enterprising endeavor based on your talents. Here's your Monday stars. The sun now moves into Scorpio, and that means yet again the emphasis on health and the emphasis on work and business is good. Lucky enough, the sun is full of vitality, and so therefore that vital link means over the next month pushing yourself forward in new areas of fitness and looking after yourself, but also creatively. A new job or opportunity could come for work or business, which comes as a result of the things that you do so well. Here's your Tuesday stars. Mercury, your ruler's link to Neptune, is lovely. Whenever you get Mercury and Neptune together, there is always a feeling of selflessness, of pushing your ego far, far back and everybody else's needs in front. And that's what you should do now. The more empathy you have for others and compassion for their cause or their needs, the better you're gonna feel. And not only that, it will send out the right signals to others too. Here's your Wednesday stars. The moon's link to Mars can be a little bit dicey simply because moods are all over the place. It is a moody day, temperamental. And that can be a bit of a problem. The problem can manifest itself in a number of ways, but it can be a sexual one. So you could feel sexually starved, or maybe somebody is making too many desirous demands on you. Either way, things could reach a pretty pass. Here's your Thursday stars. I love the Sun conjunct Jupiter, and especially in your sixth house, because this is not only good for health matters, so long as you don't indulge yourself too much and know when to say enough is enough, but it is excellent because for business and employment issues, over the next year, you have so much going for you now. Here's your Friday stars. As the day goes on, the better things become, mainly because the moon's linked to Aquarius and that connection to Mars. Why is that good? Because it gives you all kinds of openings and opportunities. If you can travel, or if you can do anything with someone from another country, international links are really, really verified by this wonderful link between the moon and Mars.
Get your free natal horoscope report at russellgrant.com to discover the planetary positions at your exact time of birth. See you next week.